Caljoni, Glazer, Hall, Hancock, Hernandez, Hertzberg, Hill, Hueso, Puff, Jackson, Lada, Leno, Leyva, Lou, McGuire, Mendoza, Mitchell, Momming, Morlock, Morrell, Wynn, Nielsen, Pan, Pavley, Roth, Runner, Stone, Vidak, Wachowski, Wolk.
Thank you very much. As noted, we are absent a quorum right now. Sergeants, if you could be so kind enough to please call the absent members and have them report to the floor immediately. We're going to have a very short session, so sergeants, please call all the absent members. Thank you. Colleagues, a quorum is present. Will our guests beyond the rail as well as up in the gallery please rise? We're going to be led in prayer this afternoon by Sister Michelle Gorman, and immediately thereafter we'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Senator Kathleen Galgiani.
Popular demand. So let us center ourselves in the presence of our God. As we begin this new year of 2016, I invite you to ponder the words of Howard Thurman. When the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flock, then the work of the new year begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nation and the state, to bring peace among people, to make music in the heart. And this is the work that you are about in this Senate. And for the days to come, I pray, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May God's face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God look upon you kindly and give you peace. Amen.
Thank you very much, Sister Gorman, and thank you very much, Senator Kathleen Galgiani. Colleagues, if I can get your attention, please, with silence for folks that are beyond the rails right now. Since our last convening, our California family has been forced to confront an unthinkable tragedy and to unite in a community of both sharing as well as strength. Before we begin, let's take a moment of silence and reflection to remember the public servants we lost in San Bernardino, their families, their friends, and loved ones, and their noble example, which will guide our work and light our way. Thank you very much, colleagues. I want to share a few words with each and every one of you. First and foremost, I want to welcome you to the session's second half, the Happy Sweet 16, which is the year of 2016. And to be back among so many good friends is always a very happy experience. But to be entrusted with representing the people of California in our nation's greatest legislative chamber is truly a humbling one. Colleagues, personally, not a day goes by that I don't draw both profound wisdom as well as inspiration from serving alongside 39 of the finest and most adept and talented public servants in America. And I thank and honor you all. But senators, as we know, we're not here for declarations of gratitude. We're here to reaffirm our collective fortitude. Now, last year, together, and by any objective measure, we achieved a year of historic accomplishment. We addressed many of the historic disparities that divide Californians, that create barriers to opportunity, and present threats to our long-term health. And at a time when scapegoating, anger, and bigotry seem to be the new norm in our national discourse, here in California, we charted a far different course. Both sides of the aisle put the people's welfare over partisan warfare and came together to lead. Now, this wasn't political correctness. This was the correct politics. In our state, both Democrats as well as Republicans, don't waste time arguing how to make California great again. We already know that it is. And together, we're focused on expanding the winner's circle to include everyone who lives, who works, and who goes to school here. By putting progress ahead of partisanship, California becomes the working antidote to the national epidemic of empty calorie hyperbole and hate. We're rightfully proud that last year, in 2015, we invested more in our public education system than at any time in history, and put the California dream of a college education within reach of tens of thousands of California students who otherwise wouldn't have an opportunity to attend a four-year college. And that's just the beginning. That same next generation of Californians, they're going to be safer, they're going to be healthier, they're going to breathe cleaner air, and they're going to enjoy a fair workplace and be protected by a more just and equitable legal system, all because of your achievement. And at the same time, let's be clear, as we know, friends, halfway through a two-year session, there's no time for back padding or victory laps. Halftime is over as we know it, and the second half is when the greatest challenges are both won as well as lost. So senators, colleagues, and friends, we have a job to do, and the hardest work remains in front of us. The people who elected us have lofty, very lofty, but I believe very attainable and reachable expectations for what we can as a legislative body, as this Senate institution, can accomplish together. We can and we must continue to grow our economy and generate jobs for every sector and every community in our state. It's not enough for some regions to enjoy a modern gold day rush while others are left with a lump of coal. We can and we must build a modern infrastructure that serves as a foundational background of a modern economy. And we can and we must make higher education in our state even more accessible and affordable for the future workforce of California. And we can and we must keep faith with the enduring American dream of access to a safe and permanent home, especially for the working poor, the homeless, and most of all, a secure retirement for all individuals, irrespective, again, of who you are and where you come from, the hue of your skin, your party, your geographic home. We have within grasp the potential to not just improve the everyday lives of tens of millions of Californians, but to demonstrate that America's brighter future won't be built despite of our diversity and our compassion, but actually because of it. Every person here on this Senate floor, this great institution, regardless of party, regardless of geography, regardless of seniority, has a role to play and a voice that deserves to be heard. By working together, because we've done it before, I know we will do what needs to be done to make this great state what it should be and what it can be and what it always has been. For me, it's been an incredible honor and pleasure to lead this Senate institution. We had an incredible year, again, objectively by any measures. One of the greatest years any legislative body in the country, bar none, has ever had in terms of real takeaways and tangible accomplishments for our voters, for our constituents throughout the state of California, irrespective of their party. But as we know, we're in the second half of a two-year session. We still have much work to do. Let's do it. Let's get together, talk, engage with each other. We're going to have incredible engagements, discussions, and so forth. But I'm looking forward, again, to an incredible 2016. Colleagues, let's get to work. Thank you very much. All right, with that, colleagues, we're gonna go and we're gonna continue with our session today. It's gonna be a very brief session. It's gonna be a very brief session, and I know we have some adjournment in the memories. Privilege is the floor. We have none. Messages from the governor will be deemed read. Messages from the assembly will be deemed read. Senator Nguyen, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Pro Tem. If I can, colleagues, if I can actually recognize two guests today that's in our chamber. Colleagues, we are joined today in the back of the chamber by two former members of the legislature former Speaker of the Assembly, Kurt Pringle, who served from 1988 to 1990, and again from 1992 to 1998. Today, exactly today, 20 years ago, Assemblyman Pringle was elected to serve as a Speaker of the Assembly. So I want to thank him for coming up here and for serving our state. I also, in the back of the chamber today, we also have former Assemblyman and former Congressman Steve Kuykendall, who served from 1994 to 1998 as in the Assembly and also went on to serve in the Congress. Please join me in welcoming them to both today.
Senator Nguyen, we welcome Congressman Kuykendall as well as Speaker Kurt Pringle. I think both from the OC as well, I think from the South Bay region of Los Angeles County. We welcome you to the Senate. Again, welcome.
Good afternoon, colleagues. Happy New Year. Moving on to reports of committee, they'll be deemed read and amendments adopted. Motions, resolutions, and notices. Motions, resolutions, or notices. There are four amendments at the desk, and they will be deemed adopted. Introductions and first reading of bills. Mr. Secretary, please read.
Senate Bill 806, 807, 808, 809, 810, and Senate Bill 811.
Thank you very much. Bills are deemed read. Colleagues, we'll move now to motions and resolutions. This is the time to address any adjourn in memory motions you may have. Colleagues, motions and resolutions. Senator Hill. Senator Hill.
Thank you, Madam President. I ask that we adjourn today in memory of Kathy Sullivan, longtime committee assistant to the Senate Committee on Business, Professions, and Economic Development, who passed away before Thanksgiving. Kathy retired in December 2013 after more than 30 years working in the Senate. She became an institution within an institution, known as the unparalleled queen of lunchtime Scrabble and for holding a firm hand on the Business and Professions Committee. Kathy loved hiking, especially on Angel Island, wine, and spending time with her many good friends. Above all, Kathy was a devoted mother to her three children and an amazing grandmother to her grandchildren. She will surely be missed. I ask that we adjourn in her memory. Thank you, members.
Thank you very much. Senator Allen, for what purpose do you rise?
For an adjourn in memory.
Please proceed.
Colleagues, I'd like to, first of all, say how glad I am to be back. And also just mention that my community lost a very special educator over the time that we were gone. Richard Moore, who was the Santa Monica College president for 20 years, who passed away at the age of 82. He was an innovative educator at the campus. He also then left Santa Monica College to oversee a dramatic expansion of the College of Southern Nevada. He was a very special man. He served as president of Santa Monica College from 1974 to 1994. He was known as a very bright, creative leader, and he was credited with improving student diversity and developing continuing education programs for our senior citizens in the community. He actually launched our emeritus college on campus, which offered thousands of senior citizens courses in everything from Yiddish poetry to Chinese exercise. And those programs are still creating lifelong learners in our community, and it just enjoys such support and so much engagement from our community, and that's thanks to him. He also played a very important role in growing the institution of Santa Monica College from 14,000 students to more than 21,000, and now the college sends more students to the University of California than any institution of higher learning in the state. He also steadfastly guarded the wonderful public radio station of KCRW, and anyone who's spent any time in Los Angeles who in tune to 89.9 knows that we have this extraordinary public radio station based out of Santa Monica College, which is just a real addition to the Los Angeles scene. And and Richard Moore played an important role in helping to safeguard and protect and grow that important radio station. So I just ask that we take a moment and reflect on the wonderful life of a great leader, a great educator, who played an important role in helping our community and in fact, played an important role in the entire community college system of our state, Dr. Richard Moore. Thank you.
Thank you. Senator Stone, for what purpose do you rise?
For adjournment.
Thank you.
Thank you, Madam President, and welcome back, everyone. It's nice to see all of you. Happy New Year. Members, I respectfully ask that you join me in adjourning in the memory of Jesse Faye Miner, who at 93 years old passed away on January 1st of this year. Jesse was a tremendous woman who lost her husband, Jim, in 1987 after being married for nearly 50 years. But the real story is the success that Jesse and her late husband built for themselves. Coming from very humble beginnings, they started selling olive oil during World War II and eventually moved into the farming communities of Riverside and San Diego County, growing potatoes. I'll bet many of you don't realize that Jesse and Jim Miner eventually became one of the largest landowners in California, owning over 300,000 acres of potato crops across the state. They eventually expanded their business operations to several other states, including Idaho, Utah, Oregon, and Hawaii. But while Jesse loved the potato farming business, she loved her family more. She was a proud mother of four wonderful children, Larry and Wayne Miner, Janice, Faye Robertson, and Susan Ann Parker, who sadly passed away 4 years ago. The legacy of Jesse Miner will live on for generations. Her four children gave her the blessing of 19 grandchildren, 43 great-grandchildren, and 5 great-great-grandchildren. Jesse was also a very humble woman. She never lost the work ethic that went with the hoeing and shoveling that came with growing crops. She lived in the same house that she and her husband built in Hemet in 1952. Jesse gave back to her community. She gave back to her country. And she has helped countless people over the course of her extraordinary life. Jesse Miner will be missed, and I thank all of you for letting me adjourn in the memory of this true inspiration to so many.
Thank you, Senator Stone. Senator Mendoza.
Thank you, Madam President. I'm here. I would like to do an adjourn in memory. Thank you. Members, I rise to adjourn in memory of Hoon-Joon Paul Lee. Sadly, he lost his life on September 11th of 2015 after being left unattended on the school bus parked in Whittier Union High School District. Hoon-Joon was 19 years old and attended a special needs extended adult learning transitional program at the Sierra Education Center. His tragic passing was a shock to the community, and our thoughts and prayers are with his family. He was known for bringing joy and peace to those around him, and he was celebrated for being a happy young man who was the center of his family. Hoon-Joon is survived by his father, Sang-Sik Lee, and his mother, Yoon Ha Lee, and his sister, Eden Lee. I ask that we adjourn in his memory.
Thank you. Senator Hernandez. Okay, Senator Mendoza.
Thank you, Madam President. Also, I would like to rise in memory of Noemi Gonzalez. Noemi Gonzalez was tragically killed during the terrorist attack in Paris on November 13 of 2015. She was a 23-year-old student at Cal State Long Beach studying industrial design. She was one of 17 Cal State Long Beach students attending Strait College of Design in Paris as part of a study abroad program. Noemi was a student at Edwards Middle School in Whittier, and then went on to Whittier High School, where she graduated in 2010. Even though she had moved to El Monte, she wanted to finish at Whittier because she was a proud Cardinal. Noemi was known for being a hardworking student and took a rigorous course of study while at Whittier High School. Her dream was to become the first in her family to graduate from college. She ran on the Whittier High School cross-country and track teams, known most for motivating and pushing others to work hard. She had a very positive attitude, resilient in overcoming challenges, and treated others with respect and kindness. She is remembered as an energetic friend with a zest for life and never-ending willingness to reach out to others. I ask that we adjourn in her memory.
Thank you. Senator Hernandez on the same motion.
Yes, thank you, Madam President. I also like to rise to offer my condolences to the family of Ms. Noemi Gonzalez, who lives in my district in the city of El Monte. I believe she went to Cal State Long Beach in Senator Lara's district. She was a loving daughter, cousin, niece, friend, and girlfriend. She was an award-winning college student who worked hard to study abroad and further her dream of promoting economically conscious design and engineering. From those who knew her, say she is a lively, outgoing woman who brightened their lives of those around her, and she served as a wonderful example of what a first-generation immigrant can contribute to our society. No good ever comes from an attack like this, and nothing can ever replace this amazing individual. But perhaps she will serve as a beacon of what we can all aspire to be in our lifetime and serves as an inspiration for others who can celebrate her life. With that, Madam President, I'd like to also adjourn in her memory. Thank you.
Thank you, and Senator Lara.
Thank you, Madam President. I also like to rise and to adjourn in memory of Noemi Gonzalez. Many of you know, members, that a couple of us senators were in Paris for the COP21 conference. We took a moment to lay some flowers at the location where Noemi was tragically murdered. And we also left a little reminder, just so that the Parisian friends and friends that visit the site knew who Noemi was. She was a proud CSU student, a student at Cal State Long Beach. And so we left a sticker that said, "I am the CSU," with her name engraved in the sticker, to remind our students that we are with them when they are traveling abroad, that we encourage them to know and understand different cultures, and to more importantly, let Noemi know that we were there to support her. And we were proud of the work that she has done as a first generation immigrant student myself, as a product of the CSU system. I couldn't help but feel that special connection with her. And I wish her family the best. And wherever she may she encourage more students to travel abroad, to seek new horizons, and to encourage us to get to understand ourselves a little better. Thank you.
Thank you. And Senator Nguyen.
Thank you, Madam President. I also want to join my fellow colleagues from Long Beach today to also adjourn in memory of Noemi. You know, just to add a couple more things, she went to Cal State Long Beach to fulfill her dream as a designer and artist. She loved to travel and was studying industrial design in Paris for a semester abroad during the attacks in that city. She was tragically taken away from her classmate, family, and friends by this act of terror. I ask that we do adjourn today in her memory and send our deepest sympathies to her family and all the victims of the Paris attack. Thank you.
Thank you. Senator Mendoza.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise in adjournment for in memory of Officer Ricardo Ricky Galvez. Tragically, Officer Galvez was fatally shot on November 18 of 2015 while sitting in his car at the Downey Police Headquarters. Officer Galvez was 29 years old and a five-year veteran of the Downey Police Department. He had been working with a K-9 unit in training. Galvez, a former Marine, was deployed twice overseas to Iraq and Afghanistan and became a Downey police officer in 2010. Those who knew him said that he was a thoughtful, loving, funny, passionate young man who planned to become a police canine handler. He is especially remembered by his generosity and humility. One time, as was mentioned to us, Officer Galvez pulled over an elderly woman who had just lost her spouse and was struggling financially to pay for her expired registration fee. Officer Galvez decided to let the woman go with a warning, but the next day, he went out of his way to pay her for her registration. His tragic passing had an immeasurable impact on the Downey Police Department and the entire community, and our thoughts and prayers are with his family. Officer Galvez is survived by his mother, Margarita Galvez, his brother, Pedro Galvez, and his sisters, Sandra and Nancy Galvez. I ask that we adjourn in his memory. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Mr. Pro Tem.
Thank you, Madam President. Colleagues, it is with deep sadness that I rise to adjourn in the memory of Melvin Melfuhr.
the father of our former colleague and now Los Angeles City Attorney, Mike Feuer. Melvin passed away on December 21st at the incredible age of 92. Now, a lot of folks don't know this, but Mel was a decorated World War II veteran who was inspired to enlist in the United States Army by the atrocities of the Holocaust. He was a ball turret gunner in a B-24 bomber, and he was shot down and captured by the Nazis and imprisoned for a year in the infamous Stalag 17. Now, a ball turret gunner, if you don't know, if you remember those B-24 bombers, right underneath, got that glass globe right there, and you got that machine gun there, where you're exposed and vulnerable to all the gunfire from the ground, as well as gunfire from other airplanes on the attack. That was an incredible and heroic position to have. While in prison, Mel used music to help raise morale in the camp, performing in a makeshift orchestra and jazz band. He and his fellow prisoners were eventually liberated by the American troops at Stalag 17. The horrors of the war inspired him to build a better world by educating children. He served as a teacher and elementary school teacher in San Bernardino for 36 years. Mel was a leader in desegregation and the principal of one of California's first bilingual schools. He later taught at CSU, California State University, helping to inspire teachers to become effective educators. Melvin Feuer was a mentor and a role model to thousands of children. In retirement, Mel was a volunteer at the Maple Counseling Center. Mel was also an avid sports lover, rooting for his hometown Cleveland Indians, as well as the UCLA Bruins. Mel is survived by his wife of nearly 64 years. 64 years. Stella, his wife, three sons, Mike, our friend, Mike Feuer, Bob, and Steven, and their spouses, two grandchildren, Danielle, Aaron, as well as his brother, Richard. Colleagues, please join me in adjourning in memory and remembering Mel Feuer. Thank you, Madam President.
Thank you, Mr. Pro Tem. Members, is there anyone else who wishes to put forward an adjourn in memory motion? Any others? Seeing none, Senator Anderson, for what purpose do you rise?
Personal privilege. I'd like to ask my colleagues to join me in wishing our colleague from the 5th District a very happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Senator Galgiani. You missed it. Colleagues, vehicles will be available in the basement immediately upon adjournment of session for those who will require transportation to this afternoon's event. If there's no other business of the floor, Senator De Leon, Senator Monning, the desk is clear. Oh, he's there. I'm sorry. Senator De Leon, I didn't see you. The desk is clear.
Thank you, Madam President. Colleagues, for those who don't know, there is a training at 4 p.m. for those who are interested. You may have noticed we have a new system in our computers, and it's a different system that is meant to be much more efficient and user-friendly. I hope that is the case, you know. But there is a training at 4 o'clock. For those who are not attending, the bipartisan coalition of both Republicans and Democrats press conference at 4 o'clock here today. We will reconvene session Thursday at 9 a.m. With that, I hope you have a wonderful evening. Thank you, Madam President.
Thank you, sir. Again, the Senate will be adjourned. We will reconvene Thursday at 9 a.m.